Channeling my inner Jeff Probst. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Did you know that permanent alimony has not been law in the state of Florida for over 2 years now? So if you are an adult male and a state of Florida resident and you continue to pay permanent alimony, you might want to talk to Brandon Legal Group. They can help you reduce or potentially eliminate future permanent alimony payments. That's one of the many services they can offer you. For a free consult, call 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. My thanks also to Plantation Palms Golf Club in Land O'Lakes, host of Todd Wright Tour 52 on October 11th. For their support of what we do here on the podcast, visit PlantationPalms.net for tee times. And Pin Chasers, 4 locations throughout Tampa, 1 just down the street from the home office of Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group is a fan of Pin Chasers, as am I. Email write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Speaking of Survivor, the previous two football seasons, Brandon Legal Group sponsored the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. I reached out to them before the season began, and I basically said, thank you for doing that. I appreciate your support. I hope you understand I'm not going to do that podcast for a third year. It's simply I don't have time. I enjoyed it. Much of what I talk about from football stuff is just going to from that podcast, maybe not a Survivor pick per se, that themed will be in this podcast or the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. So it was more about what do I have time to do this football season, and I just feel I didn't have the time to do that weekly podcast this season. So for those who enjoyed it, thank you very much, and thank you for listening to this podcast. So let me scratch my Survivor itch as a huge fan of Probst and that show, fully set up for season 50 to be a major disappointment by snuffing torches of head coaches in the National Football League for 2025. We're recording this at lunchtime, Monday, week one. Haven't even played the Monday night game. Let's face it, it's very doubtful. Anything that happens in the Monday night game could influence future employment for Ben Johnson and Kevin O'Connell, two of the most respected offensive minds and play callers out there. O'Connell has a new deal with the Vikings. Ben Johnson just got to Chicago. If something isn't working with the Bears, the finger's going to be pointed at the quarterback or someone else, not at Ben Johnson. So I think it's fair to say they're safe. So we can do this without any knowledge of the week one game. Not a lot in week one changes what I would have said about which coaches are in trouble. So let's just go by division, and I'll try to keep the conversation on those who are most likely to lose their job. I know sometimes people want to know the first head coach fired. It was Robert Saleh last year. In this space last year, I talked you out of Mike McCarthy, and I just reminded you, Jerry Jones doesn't fire head coaches. He didn't. It was Robert Saleh who was the first to be terminated, not Mike McCarthy, who wasn't retained. But as I told you, Jerry Jones doesn't fire head coaches. Yeah, he parted ways with Jimmy Johnson, but he doesn't fire head coaches, at least more recently. Jason Garrett, same way, before Mike McCarthy. By division, AFC East, Vrabel's in year one, he's safe. Aaron Glenn's in year one, he's safe. Now, when I say coaches are safe, they're safe barring the bottom falling out, a 0-17 season, maybe 1-16, 2-15. I mean, if it's really, really, really bad. Also, I think you'd have to introduce the head coach being involved in major negative news, either within or outside the organization, that causes the team embarrassment, the league gets involved, and the owner's like, yeah, we're not going to employ you anymore. So we always have to introduce that factor on the safe ones, that things can go terribly and a change is made because it has gone so terribly, beyond bad. I don't think the Jets will be good, and you know I don't think the Patriots will be good, and that Mike Vrabel is a good coach. The Athletic recently did a poll, and it had Mike Vrabel winning Coach of the Year. Fuck that. He's got a lot of you fooled. Not me. And I've run down all the reasons on previous podcasts. Coach Cool has been on my list for a while. That's my name for Mike McDaniel, whose team was not prepared to play in a shit show opener that was a pick'em game against Daniel Jones leading the Indianapolis Colts, who haven't been good for quite some time. The Colts punter never punted. I would say the Colts punter had nothing to do, but maybe he was the holder. I don't follow the Colts that closely. Good friends of mine who know the Dolphins well, and they are very realistic and sharp with their praise and criticism, told me that one of the Dolphins captains even said, from a defensive standpoint, they were freelancing out there. Freelancing? It's week one. Make adjustments. Be better prepared. It's not like you didn't have tape on Daniel Jones. What are you doing? They weren't ready to play. Dolphin fans are sick of hearing the culture word. Fine. Coach Cool doesn't get it. Coach Cool may have the attitude of, well, I'm going to do things my way until they tell me they don't want me to do things anymore. And that's just the way it is. It's a very childish attitude. Kind of fits his personality. So I think Coach Cool, despite having, what, two more years left on his contract, and the fact that I think Stephen Ross doesn't really care that much because he makes so much money and makes more off Formula One than he does off the entire Dolphin season. At some point, someone's going to get to Stephen Ross and say, this is bad. And it needs to change. So Coach Cool, to me, will not be back for 2026. And is a candidate to be first coach fired. I don't think the Bills can win it all with McDermott. But maybe they can get there. And in a year where I've already been on record as saying the Chiefs are vulnerable, is that enough to open the door? Because the Bills haven't been able to get by the Chiefs. If the Chiefs just remove themselves from the equation, does that put the Bills in the Super Bowl? Again, I don't think they'll win it because I don't think you have the head coach or the coaching staff to win it. You may also not even have, let me take a look at something I chart. Yeah, I still think the coaching staff is a weakness in Buffalo. But if the Chiefs aren't going to be in their way, they can win the AFC. Can they beat Philly head-to-head on the big stage? The core of the Philly team having been on the big stage, if it happens this year, 3 out of the last 4 years, I doubt it. But that probably keeps McDermott around. Amazing considering he's one of two head coaches to lose an NFL game to Urban Meyer. The other was Brian Flores, by the way. So that's the East. We just have Coach Cool in Miami on our list of being terminated. AFC North. Some have Stefanski in trouble. I don't. He's a two-time coach of the year. I think he's a talented guy. I think it's a horrible environment for him to be working in. I think he works for a bad owner. I don't think much of the front office. But I think firing Stefanski doesn't solve any problems for Cleveland. He'd probably get another head coaching job right away unless he wanted to sit out, take their money, and just be a coordinator or do TV for a while. So I don't think they're getting rid of him. Besides, they may have two high first-round draft picks next year to play with to actually get their franchise quarterback. Amazing they had six quarterbacks in camp this year and presumably don't have their franchise quarterback. And for those of you saying, well, it could be Dillon Gabriel or it could be Shedeur Sanders, no, it's not. No, because we'd know already. Zach Taylor, Super Bowl appearance 4 years ago. But there are expectations on the Bengals, and that's always a dangerous thing. And the Bengals didn't play well and survived a missed makeable field goal by Cleveland to win week one. Look at the Bengals win in week one and even the Ravens loss in week one, and you tell me the Bengals are going to be able to jump the Ravens in that division. A lot of things got to break right. There's not enough talent on defense. So, yeah, I think Zach Taylor could be in trouble. If there's a feeling that, look, we kept Hendrickson, we kept Higgins, we paid Chase, we paid Burrow, and we're either not a playoff team or we're one and out in the playoffs, there could be a feeling of, let's get someone else to coach Joe Burrow. That, yeah, I know Zach Taylor got us to a Super Bowl 4 years ago, but since then, we haven't gotten back. So that's possible. Mike Tomlin's safe. Unless Mike Tomlin wants to walk away, which he's too young. He's being paid $16 to $17 million a year. He has a lot of say now in personnel. And he just wins enough regular season games to keep the Steelers in the mix. Which brings us to John Harbaugh. Yeah, I want to take a minute on this. After that Sunday night game where the Ravens again, nobody blows double-digit leads in the fourth quarter of games like the Ravens. Why is that? Now, I think this also reflects on their young defensive coordinator who's probably coordinating above his pay grade. They lost Mike McDonald to Seattle and promoted from within. The back end coverages with a secondary that has Kyle Hamilton in those corners were inexplicable. I love Josh Allen. Man crush. Josh Allen is the reason Sean McDermott is still employed in Buffalo. But why can Josh Allen do anything he wants when you know he has to throw the ball? And he's not exactly throwing to Justin Jefferson, Jerry Rice, and Michael Irvin. Throws for nearly 250 yards in the fourth quarter. When you have the best corners in the NFL or some of the best in Kyle Hamilton, that's poor coverages, that's poor coaching on defense. Harbaugh's created this environment. We promote from within, but Martindale walked away from this a number of years ago. Yeah, Harbaugh won a Super Bowl. It was 13 years ago. For, you know, Steeler fans complain, Mike Tomlin, yeah, he got us to a Super Bowl, but that was 15 years ago. John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl 13 years ago against his brother. Man, it was that long. That's scary. He's been there since 2008. He said two losing seasons. So there's a lot of Tomlin in Harbaugh. But at what point is he held accountable for having an MVP quarterback? And I put a lot of it on Lamar. I do. But it's not all Lamar, is it? Is some of it Harbaugh? Since winning Super Bowl 47, Harbaugh's won four playoff games. Four playoff games in 12 years. Is that good enough? You win one playoff game every 3 years on average. That's not good enough. Beyond Lamar Jackson, where we can argue all day about whether or not he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback or not, or a Super Bowl quarterback or not, the talent level of the Ravens is as high as any team in the NFL. It's up there with the Eagles. So at what point do you hold the head coach accountable and say, maybe we could do better? I don't think he is going anywhere. But with, especially if the Chiefs open the door in the AFC for someone else to get to the Super Bowl and the Ravens don't, maybe it's time to look at the head coaching position and make a change. AFC South, D'Amico safe, Cohen safe. Brian Callahan, only in year two. He had a bad game in a competitive game against a Denver Bronco team on the road with your franchise quarterback playing for the first time, and you didn't help him out. You didn't know the rules on a replay challenge. You got aggressive at the wrong time off a big punt return. It was bad. It would be quick for the Titans to dismiss Callahan, who was brought in from Cincinnati after a year and a half. But now that you have your franchise quarterback being protected by a pretty solid offensive line and your defense played pretty well, which Callahan has nothing to do with, perhaps Tennessee will reevaluate the head coaching position and Callahan will not be back in 2026. And they put someone else to work with Cam Ward. They really do have to beef up the roster a lot more, not only around him, but on defense. And maybe it's like, yeah, if we're going to do that, let's just start over at head coach as well. So that's Callahan, Tennessee. Already said Cohen was safe. D'Amico is safe. Steichen. Could Daniel Jones save his job? Felt to me coming into the year like Steichen, look, I think he's playing for his job, and I think that's why he's starting Daniel Jones. Maybe it'll work. What's good enough? Has Steichen been sunk by, and how involved was he in the drafting of Anthony Richardson a couple years ago? So he's now gone rogue with Daniel Jones. And he's won one game. Gonna have to win a lot more. He's not safe. by any means. AFC West, I was wrong that Reed was going to retire after last year. It's just kind of now a year-to-year thing. If the Chiefs take a big step back, does Reed want to stay in there and continue to work with Mahomes to get him back? I get the whole argument. Why would Reed retire when you're working with Patrick Mahomes? But what else is going on? Reed's old. The game is more fun when he is coaching. But I guess he calls his own shot. Harbaugh's not going anywhere. Not yet. With Jim, you never know. Not yet. Not yet. Is there another job or a situation or a college thing that would intrigue Jim? Right? Sean Payton, safe. Pete Carroll just got to Las Vegas. NFC East. Sirianni safe. Dan Quinn safe. Jerry doesn't fire head coaches. Schottenheimer safe. Dable. I'm not sure why Dable, that coaching staff, and that general manager were back this year anyway. And week one validated that. So put Dable at the top of your list for a coach to be fired this year with Coach Cool. Because I don't understand a reason. Was a reason given in these last couple years? We don't want to be one of these organizations that just continues to hire and fire. Well, if you don't have the right people, if you make mistakes, admit your mistakes and move on. From the top down, major problems with the Giants. And they have some players. Not enough, but they have some. Should be better than this. NFC North, Ben Johnson just got there. O'Connell not going anywhere. LaFleur is safe. Dan Campbell's without his two coordinators. Lost two offensive linemen. How comfortable did Jared Goff look to you? Don't look at the stats. Those were all checkdowns to Jahmyr Gibbs. How did that look at Green Bay in week one? With Dan Campbell choosing John Morton to call offensive plays, who Todd Bowles fired as OC of the Jets. I think Dan will at least get next year, but he might have to go the Sirianni route and admit, oops, when we lost two coordinators to be head coaches, we fucked up in who replaced them, and correct it and hire better. NFC South, the Saints are so bad. I don't think there are any expectations Kellen Moore needs to meet. They don't have their franchise quarterback yet, so let's just move to Carolina, where Tepper could fire anyone at a moment's notice. If he fires Canales, Canales will be hired immediately by someone either as their head coach or, depending on how Tepper fires him, be an offensive coordinator, take the head coaching money from Tepper until it runs out, pull the Kingsbury when Arizona fired Cliff. Bowles is safe, even though the Bucs are going to go one and done in the playoffs again. Yeah, they probably are. I'm not the only one saying it. Look at the preview in ProFootballTalk.com of the regular season, who makes the playoffs, the division round, etc. Five different writers for ProFootballTalk.com all picked the Bucs to be either the 3 or 4 seed, which means they win the division, losing the first round. They all had them losing to a different first round opponent. How telling is that? It doesn't matter who the Bucks play. They're going to lose in the playoffs. And to me, a lot of that does fall on Todd Bowles. If you're a defensive guy, why is your defense not a strength of the team? Because you add nothing on offense and you struggle in game management. But I think he's safe. Yeah, I do. Raheem probably should be replaced after this year if the Falcons don't get by the Bucks, win the division. And Raheem could have another embarrassing moment with the organization, someone in the coaching staff doing something they shouldn't do. He already had the embarrassment of a coach leaking the phone numbers and the coach's kid pranking draft picks. That stuff just follows Raheem around, and it's bad. Also, when his defense needed to play well in the opener against the Bucks, couldn't make a stop. So I think Raheem should be in trouble in Atlanta, barring a division title. Penix could make Raheem look bad. Look how hard Penix played. That was his fourth National Football League start. The harder Penix plays, the better he looks, and the Falcons don't win. That's on Raheem. And finally, NFC West. I think Gannon's out. It's Arizona, but nothing about the Gannon hire ever excited me. So he's on the list. McDonald's safe in Seattle. McVay's not going anywhere. At some point, without a Super Bowl title, Lynch and Shanahan have to part ways. But the more they win regular season games, the less likely, the more it gets put off. If the Niners have another season like they had last year, I think Lynch and Shanahan part ways. If the Niners make the playoffs, maybe win a playoff game, who knows, win the division because Stafford gets hurt or Kyron Williams gets hurt, then Lynch sticks with Kyle and they just try to get it right. So there's my view on the entire National Football League and the coaching landscape and who gets voted off. What do you think? Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Yes, this is also the podcast where 2 years ago I told all of you Mike Vrabel would be fired by the end of the season in Nashville. And I got that one right. Got Andy Reid wrong, retiring at the end of last season. I had that the Chiefs would get to the Super Bowl and lose it, but Reid is back. So I get some right, I get some wrong. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group with help from Pin Chasers and Plantation Palms Golf Club in Land O'Lakes. Thanks for listening.